Well, thank you. Welcome to the January 12th, 2021 meeting of the City of Black Diamond Planning Commission. Would you please all join me in the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, commissioners. Karina, may we have the roll call, please?
Sure. Commissioner LeConte?
Present.
Commissioner Jensen?
Present.
And then position number three is vacant currently. Chair McCain?
Present.
And position number five is also vacant. Commissioner Amber?
Here.
And Commissioner Olson?
Present.
All right, thank you. Okay. So just as a reminder, the Planning Commission is a 7-member volunteer body appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the City Council. The commission meets on the next Tuesday following the first City Council meeting of each month. The Planning Commission's role is to promote and coordinate comprehensive long-range planning, growth management, transportation, and environmental protection. The Planning Commission serves in an advisory role to the City Council and makes decisions in the form of recommendations to the Council for its consideration, whether a recommendation to approve or deny. It's just nice to have a reminder of what our role is. And just as a reminder, all commissioners who are here, thank you so much for your service to the city. It's very much appreciated. All right, our first order of business tonight appears to be approval of the minutes. Commissioners, have you had a moment to look back at the December 1st, 2020 meeting minutes?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Commissioner Amber. At this time, point in time, would you like to make a motion to accept those?
The December 1st minutes. Let's see. Those looked okay. I moved that we accept the December 1st minutes.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Olson. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the December 1st, 2020 meeting minutes. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, commissioners. The second order of business is to approve the December 8th, 2020 meeting minutes. Commissioners, if you could take a moment to look at those. And at the next order of business would be to entertain a motion to approve.
Commissioner Amber, I've got a couple issues with the minutes.
Oh, please.
On page two, the second paragraph with the three bullet points. I think it needs some clarification on that. The second bullet point says wording for community commercial to be changed to shall not be allowed. It doesn't describe what shall not be allowed. That was in reference to residential units. I think that should be included in there.
So I would, I see what you're saying. I know that when we made this, we had the text of the comp plan in front of us. So I'm sure that that's when it made more sense.
Chairman McCain.
Excuse me?
If you go down on the farther down that page, it's more detailed.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't, I didn't think that it, down at the bottom there where it says regarding community commercial, replace should with shall on page 114. If somebody doesn't want to go to page 114 or 514, I just think that it should be clear in the minutes exactly what that was referencing.
I think we could probably go to page 514 and get some clarification on that and revise those minutes accordingly.
Well, I just think it needs just to say that it's in reference to shall not, residential units shall not be allowed in community commercial. That's what we were talking about, and for some reason that wasn't put in the minutes.
Because it wasn't changed. We put in the minutes what we did.
Yeah, which is just that word replacement, correct?
From should to shall.
Right, it just doesn't reference what part of the community commercial we were changing. Because, I mean, the community commercial was a pretty broad description, and isn't clearly stated that it was in reference to that one part of the community commercial zoning.
Ms. Davis, do you have any input on this as to how we could clarify this?
Well, Dave can make a motion to amend the minutes with whatever he wants to say, and then we can vote on that.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we include in the minutes wording for community commercial to be changed to residential units shall not be allowed in community commercial.
Karina, could you restate that for us so we could have something, a clearer and concise way to amend these minutes?
Did you say community commercial to residential units?
No, in the community commercial zoning, residential units shall not be allowed.
So on the second bullet, you would say wording for community commercial to be changed to, in parens, residential units shall not be allowed into parens.
Correct.
Okay, we can revise that.
All right, that seems to be, and thanks for that revision. That seems, and does that satisfy you, Commissioner Amber? If we put it up on that second bullet at the top of the page?
Yeah.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes with this alteration added? John, Commissioner Olson, you started there.
Commissioner Amber, I make a motion to change the minutes to what we just added there.
And approve. Second.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes of the December 8th, 2020.
No. We're just voting on that one change right now, I think. Not accepting all the minutes. I've got another point on the minutes.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have a revision number one. So Commissioner Amber, and we need to introduce ourselves for the record. I have a habit of not doing that myself. So Commissioner Amber, why don't you go ahead and continue then?
Okay, on the next bullet point, a level of service for transportation. It says lowering the level of service was only an option on the contingency plan in case there was not enough funds. After discussion, the verbiage on contingency plan was to be changed. It doesn't say, it says later kind of vaguely what it was going to be changed to, but I don't particularly like to have vagueness in what we do. Let's see, I would like to change that to read lowering the level of service was no longer an option on the contingency plan. in case there was not enough funds.
Okay, Commissioner Amber, let's go down to the third paragraph. And do you see where it references A7-4 in the transportation appendix?
Right. It does say strike last added language of lowering the level of service. But
on
again,
in the second paragraph.
Right. I would just like it a little more clear in this summary. It's just kind of vague. Because I don't know that people are going to get that into it and know what we did. They'll just see that it was changed to something. I don't see why we can't just have it, you know, summarized up there.
Well, and perhaps maybe something that we should do is, you know, we could strike it on the second paragraph and just leave it in the third paragraph. Any other commissioners want to chime in on this particular issue?
This, Commissioner Jensen, this is, the minutes are just documenting our conversation, and if I understand it correctly, in one part it just does concise bullets and then restates it in more detail at another spot. And so as you just read a few minutes ago as we started the meeting, we're just making recommendations to the council. And so for any of this to happen, when it actually gets into place, it's going to be worded with all the specifics with or without us stating it twice in our minutes would be my perspective.
And these are not actual minutes that we take at the city level. Karina, I can't remember, what is the type of minutes that we're using here? I just can't think of the word right now, but they're not actual. It's not actual verbatim minutes.
Correct. So, I can't think of the word either, but usually they're done in bullet points, and there's not usually specific information. So I understand where Commissioner Amber, where his concern is about being too vague. So I can definitely revise them to make sure that they're referencing the document that it applies to.
So Commissioner McCain here, I feel comfortable that the specifics are recanted well enough in that third paragraph, even though they have to reference another page. Commissioner Amber, my recommendation would be that this, the last bullet on the page really does sync up better to the level of service bullet point that we saw in the first part of the document. Can you accept that as being sufficient?
Let's see. Well, it kind of leaves it open for interpretation on what the last added language was. I mean, somebody could say, well, the last added language was X when we thought the last added language was Y.
Well, it does reference the page and the paragraph on this. And all of this has been sent over to the council for their approval. So I understand your concern, but I would hope that by reference of this page and paragraph in the transportation appendix, that would be clear enough. Can you accept that?
Let's see. I'd have to reread the page and paragraph to see exactly what that last added language says, and I haven't gotten that far.
Well, we have to recount the conversations of that evening.
Well, I don't think we need to recount the entire, I'm just thinking that the I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a giant deal to just say in five words exactly what we were meaning by this, which was that lowering the level of service was no longer an option as a contingency plan. Because that's what Barbara was trying to have inserted in there, that this was an option, and we all voted that no, we didn't want that as an option. And it seems like it wouldn't be that tough to just say lowering the level of service was not or no longer an option.
So it talks about specifically on these minutes, it talks about we struck that language.
Well, it just says we struck last added language. And I'm not sure exactly what that last added language was, because I didn't dig up wherever that document is and go check out that last added language to make sure that that's exactly what we were referencing.
We're at that place, and I appreciate the technical side of this, Commissioner Amber, but I think we're at the place where we have to take a vote on it and see how the other commissioners feel. I don't disagree with your previous motion, but I think we should probably just vote on the minutes and on approving the parts that we've discussed tonight, and that the wording in the transportation appendix is going to be sufficient enough for the purposes of this meeting.
I would concur, Commissioner Jensen.
All right. So, commissioners, I would entertain a motion being made to accept the December 8th, 2020 minutes of the Planning Commission.
Chairman McCain?
Yes.
Commissioner Dave, you don't have your last name, and it's spaced in my mind right now. So Commissioner Dave was in the middle of the motion, so he'll have to finish that motion. And then if it's not seconded, we can proceed.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Olson. All right, Commissioner Amber, do you want to restate the motion?
Okay, let's see. I move that in the bullet point level of service for transportation, we change the first bullet point to read lowering the level of service was no longer an option on the contingency plan in case there are not enough funds. End of motion.
All right, so commissioners, there's a motion on the floor as stated by Commissioner Amber. Do I have a second?
Commissioner LeConte, I second that motion.
Okay, so it's been seconded by Commissioner LeConte. So we're going to take a vote now. So we're going to vote, commissioners, whether or not to accept the change to the December 8th, 2020 meeting minutes to include this modification of the level of service as proposed by Commissioner Amber. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
No.
No. So it's been, the motion's been denied to make this change regarding a level of service, Commissioner Amber. So
okay.
If we're just going to approve the minutes with the first modification, I mean, we've already voted.
Chairman McCain, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of December 8th, 2020.
Commissioner Olson, thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Commissioner Jensen.
Thank you, Commissioner Jensen. It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes of the December 8, 2020 meeting. All those in favor signify aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. Thank you, Commissioner Amber, for the conversation and discussion. I appreciate that. All right. Does the clerk have all that taken care of there, Karina?
Yes.
Oh.
And we also have the audio. So I will clarify that when I am making the minutes.
Thank you. So appreciate that. The first order of business, we're going to call for public comment. Does anybody have any public comment that they'd like to inject at this time? If so, please cite your name and for the record, and your name and city for the record. Is there any other public comment that the public would like to make as far as addressing the Planning Commission this evening? And one more time, anybody who would like to bring any public comment, please do so at this time. Hearing none, we're going to move to our next agenda item. Thank you. All right, study work session. Ms. Davis, would you like to start this portion of our meeting?
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I am Mona Davis. I'm the new Community Development Director, and I'm super excited to be here. I thought I would take a minute to introduce myself a little more and tell you a little more about myself. I bring over 30 years of experience as a planning professional working in both public and private sector. I most recently came from the city of Mercer Island. I've also worked at the city of Renton and the city of Sammamish and a good long stint at Snohomish County. I've also pulled a couple stints in the private sector working for an engineering firm and then also for a builder in the area, local builder. As their land development manager. So I've got a lot of experience working in various jurisdictions in the area. And I have also had experience working as a code compliance officer. I did that for about a year during the economic downturn for the city of Sammamish and was instrumental in helping them rewrite their code for their code compliance. And you know, I'm just really excited for this wonderful opportunity with the city of Black Diamond and to work for the citizens. There's a ton to learn, I must say. I'm trying really hard to get up to speed. I'm extremely grateful that the previous director, Barbara Kincaid, hired Blue Line to contract with the city to help with some of our long-range planning assignments that we have going forward. And I've actually had the pleasure of working with Blue Line and some of their staff in a different capacity over the past several years. And so I really appreciate their professionalism and their knowledge with the comprehensive plan and the municipal codes. And so I've asked both Eric Jensen and Leanne Ryan with Blue Line to join our meeting tonight because I thought it might be nice to also meet, you know, the entire team of who's working to help implement some of these plans and studies going forward. So with that, I'm gonna turn it over to Eric really briefly just to let him introduce himself and the staff, and then we'll go back to the agenda.
Thanks, Mona. Hello, everybody. I am Eric Jensen, Director of Planning over at Blue Line. I come to Blue Line after a long career at King County, where I ran capital project management under the federal grant, Community Development Block Grant Program. And I was lucky enough to help provide grant funds to the City of Black Diamond on a number of projects through the years, including recreation and park improvements at the elementary school, the Morgan Street, two phases of sidewalk improvements, and some water system improvements throughout town. So I'm just very happy to be part of Black Diamond's planning functions, helping with special projects, long range and such. I have a history also of being a planning director in small towns. So it's kind of my specialty to work with cities of this size. I've been in Mona's shoes at three different cities prior to going to King County. So this is really kind of something I'm very much geared toward and most interested in. So thanks for having us, and I'll hand it off to Leanne now.
Thank
Hi, everyone. I'm Leanne Ryan. I've been with Blue Line for about 2.5 years now. And I graduated from UW with my master's in urban planning. And so I've been helping Barb with some plan review stuff. I was helping Barb, and now I'm helping Mona with a plan review and the housing action plan that we'll kind of talk about a little bit later.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
Great. Thanks, you guys. So we'll come back to that. I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about creating a work plan for 2021. But first, I want to mention that we currently have an open docket process. And so that's outlined in the municipal code in chapter 1610. And that establishes some procedures around giving the public an opportunity to request legislative amendments of the city's comprehensive plan, as well as the development regulations. So that's currently open for any interested person to suggest an amendment. And we're working to get something in the paper on that as well, so that the citizens are informed that's currently open now, and that deadline is on March 1st. So with that being said, I don't know if we went through the docketing process last year. I'm not sure if there were things that were on last year's work plan that you didn't get to, or even the prior year's work plan. So I'm really relying on the Planning Commission to help bring me up to speed and let me know what some of the priorities are, what it is that you'd like to work on, in addition to the things that we have to work on this year. But you know, what is more pressing, you know? So I put a work plan draft in your packet that I thought maybe would give us an opportunity to at least, you know, outline some of the items, you know, including the certification for our 2019 comp plan, which I will talk more about that here in a little bit and give you an update on that. So Eric and Leanne will both give an update on the PROS plan, which is our Parks and Recreation and Open Space plan, as well as the Housing Action Plan that we're working on and gearing up to start doing here pretty quickly. So I'll let them talk more on that here in a little bit, but some items that I'm aware of that we really need to think about and consider for this year's agenda is, so I've heard that now Barb started last year, she started trying to update our zoning map so that it would be consistent with our comp plan. And I understand that ended up kind of getting tabled for a while so she could just get through what the certification process was. But I think that is really important. I think our comp plan and our zoning map should be consistent. So that was one thing that I would suggest that we, you know, put it towards the top of our list in addition to the housing action and the PROS plan. I also have heard that we need to look at our code compliance regulations and maybe consider updating our procedures and our process around code compliance. We're out of date on our sign code, so we need to do some sign code amendments. I understand that wireless is kind of in the same boat, so we may want to look at our wireless code. One of the planner that works with me, Joey Portman, had mentioned to me earlier that our tree regulations also need some work. And so that's another thing we could consider working on, as well as other items in our zoning code. You know, I've had an opportunity to glance through our zoning code a little bit, and I certainly see some room for improvement. I think that we could certainly put in a metrics or a matrix table to show like permitted uses, what would require conditional use permits. It's not super clear what's allowed in what zone, and I think we could clean that up a little bit. Some other jurisdictions have some good examples that we could use, you know, just to maybe borrow off of, or, you know, but I'd like to look at that in the not too distant future, but design guidelines are another one we might want to visit. I know that we get a lot of questions around setbacks as well, and why our setbacks are different than 10 trails setbacks. And, you know, again, back to the zoning regs, you know, there's a lot of things that we could open up for discussion. And I know Eric's going to speak to you more around avoiding community outreach fatigue. He, you know, we want to make sure that the Planning Commission feels really utilized, but then we don't want to put so much on our plates that everything just seems overwhelming. And so there's that, you know, there's that sweet spot that we're staying busy and we're being productive and we're doing good for the city, but that we don't want to get so much going that we're rushing through things and we're not allowing good thought and input while we're making these, some of these changes. So, and I'll let Eric talk a little more about that too, because he's been great at coaching me about that. So I think he might be better well prepared to talk about that. But all the work that we do want to do, you know, would eventually roll into our annual comp plan amendment. And so hopefully we can get some things done by the end of the year where we could have one big comp plan amendment of everything we've done. But like, again, we don't want more on our plate than we can manage right now. So I'm going to go ahead and let Eric speak a little bit to the PROS plan. And then we'll probably have Leanne talk a little bit more about the housing action plan. I know she put together a survey, and I said, well, we didn't get it in the packet, but if you've got it ready, it'd be kind of nice to look at tonight. Let the planning commissioners just, you know, take a peek. So anyway, I'll turn it over to Blue Line for a little bit and they can talk about what they've got on the agenda.
Thanks, Mona. So why don't I just talk really briefly about some of the points you just made before Leanne starts in the housing action plan, and then I can follow up on the PROS plan afterwards. That's okay.
Okay, that'd be great.
So, yeah, just a couple points to support what Mona was just saying. The important factor we have facing our special projects work here at the city is trying to make sure that all of these projects are very important for what you folks are doing now and into the near and long term. And all of them require a certain level of public participation, citizen involvement, and soliciting good feedback for the drafts and the final versions of everything that we do. And so as a result, it's really important that we don't layer public outreach efforts on top of each other. We want to avoid, as she mentioned, community outreach fatigue. I call it community outreach fatigue syndrome. And there's no pill for that. It's just the best thing you need to do is make sure you just don't overwhelm citizens, planning commissioners, council, anybody with more than one issue at a time in terms of outreach, whether it's surveys, online surveys, mailed surveys, public meetings in persons, you know, before or after the COVID issue. And so the best thing to do is really kind of take a look at our work plan, your work plan, and determine what is ready for public outreach to be present and what should come after instead of at the same time. It's just really important in my mind. The other thing that I've been mindful of in my years working with planning commissions at the cities I was planning director at was to avoid burnout. Planning commissioner burnout is a real thing. And if you overwhelm a planning commissioner or planning commission with too much at the same time, and it's complex and it's heavily involved, and there's a lot of effort included in everything that we do, I've done all I can in my past to make sure that there's not a burnout factor, because folks like yourselves are giving your time and energy and effort and expertise to a very worthy cause. And as a result, there is a certain amount of care that goes into your valuable time and energy. So the best thing to do as we face some of these things in the work plan is to make sure that we don't overwhelm any of us and any of the citizens, especially in terms of community outreach. So that's kind of my spiel on that. I'll go ahead and stop because Leanne's got the Housing Action Plan to present, and I'll come back and talk about the PROS plan after. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric.
Hello. So I don't know if Barb ever had a discussion with any of you about the Housing Action Plan. Did you at all hear about it?
I don't recall hearing a great deal about anything like that.
Okay, so earlier in 2020, we assisted Black Diamond with applying for a housing grant through House Bill 1923 to create a housing action plan. And so we prepared the application and it was successful in securing $50,000 to create the housing action plan. And one of the major components that she was particularly interested in was the housing needs assessment. And it's, you know, it's one of the core requirements for the housing action plan. And it takes into account the community demographics, the city's current housing stock, and what the future population might look like. So it looks at population projection and so on. And together those things will start to show, you know, show us where Black Diamond might not be meeting the needs of the community members in terms of affordability or available housing units. And she thought this was especially, well, actually it is a very important assessment for Black Diamond, particularly because the city's in the midst of, you know, drastic changes in population growth. So it's important to have this profile now to kind of take a snapshot of what Black Diamond looks like population wise. And so we'll kind of like easily be able to track the changes in 10 years when the demographics change, when the MPDs are fully built out. And so since the project kicked off like mid-summer last year, we've completed the housing needs assessment, and that was recently submitted to the Department of Commerce, who's the grant administrator. And they are currently reviewing it. Mona just submitted it in December. So hopefully we'll get some feedback from them soon. And the next step would be to engage the community. And, you know, obviously that's extremely challenging right now because of COVID. So we put together a survey that we actually were looking for your input on. I know we didn't get it in the packet tonight, but hopefully you can look over it in your spare time. It's online. And we were also looking for some ideas of how you think best to disperse it. Because I don't think the city has a Facebook page, and that's typically where we post things with our cities. So feedback on that would be great as well as survey content. So after we engage the community, we'll kind of start working on developing recommendations for goals and policies for the city to consider moving forward. That'll address, you know, the needs that we found in the data, but also the needs that we're hearing from the community through the survey. So that's the Housing Action Plan.
Great. Did you want to share the survey that you put together, Leanne?
Yeah. Let's see.
That survey actually was in the packet, I believe. I was reading, asking about different parks and recs and availability and those types of things.
Yes, that's a different one. That's for the PROS plan, but then there's a separate survey for the Housing Action Plan that Leanne put together.
Share my screen. Let's see.
So Chairman McCain, so this, the one that we have in our packet is the City's Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan. That's, and the acronym MIN is this PROS plan. Is that how you referred to it?
Yes.
Yvonne? Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Can you guys see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, this is the draft survey. And it just, you know, asks kind of basic demographic questions. So we kind of know who we're getting responses from. So, you know, your age range, how long have you lived in Black Diamond? What area you live in Black Diamond? If we want to make this more specific, that would be great. And I would love some feedback on what you guys call your neighborhoods, because I know every city kind of develops that formally, but also informal areas develop as well that might be unknown to us. And asking about employment, renting or owning, and then what kind of unit the person lives in, and you know, how's your satisfaction with the unit you have. And then you know, and then it kind of gets into looking at reasons why you might be dissatisfied with your housing, and kind of getting into, like, you know, the issues that community members might see in their community, and then kind of asking questions about where in the future development should be focused, and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where we'll be interested in getting some feedback on what people are liking and not liking about housing development in Black Diamond. But yeah, I think, I don't know the best way to share a link with you all. Maybe Mona can facilitate that, but yeah, I would love feedback on it.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure how that would work. And I thought maybe, Chair, if you could help us know, like, is that something that I could email you a copy of, you and the rest of the Planning Commission, a copy of this survey that you could take a look at and give input on, or?
Yeah, I think that would be, just looking at it quickly, I have some places that I would interject. Other commissioners, I'm sure they'd be open to taking a look at that and providing some suggestions.
Yeah. Okay. And is that something that we then need to bring back to the next meeting and talk about, or?
I think that it would be appropriate. Each one of the commissioners has some input, I'm sure, about how they'd rather see things put together for the housing side. So, I mean, it seems reasonable to me that we could mark it up and add comments and get it back to you and then see where you want to go with it.
Okay, Leanne, what's your timeline on wanting to get this out, mailed out?
I guess that's the other question, is are we going to be doing it via mail? It seems like that might be the best way. I mean, as soon as possible, but I want to give you all a chance to look over it. We're going to start drafting, you know, the beginning stages of drafting the Housing Action Plan here in the next couple weeks. So, you know, the more feedback that we get, the better.
I'd say, depending on the size of the document, we might be able to put it in with the utility bills. I don't know how the mayor would feel about that, but it seems like, you know, it's the information we're asking everybody who lives in Black Diamond. We might be able to get it in that packet, maybe as an insert or something.
Commissioner Amber, yeah, that's what we did with the community center. Mm-hmm. We talked with the city and the mayor, and the council agreed to allow the community center to put in a request for donations in with the water bill. So I think that's, I don't know how many private wells are still within the city out around Lake Sawyer, but I think most of the city residents are on city water.
Yeah, okay. Chairman McCain, or the Covington Water District has pretty much taken private wells out of service in a couple of different ways. So I agree, Commissioner Amber. I don't think there's too many of them. But yeah, there's some interesting questions for certain. And if we got it concise so it wasn't adding more than a page, you know, do you page both sides or maybe two pages, we might be able to fit it in under the regular postage amount and have that go out with the other information from the city. So yeah, I would that's worth the question for sure.
Amber, the only concern would be with the mayor would be, you know, the added cost of stuffing this in with the utility bill.
Of course, sure. I think it might get more people to see it if it's with something else rather than if it's, you know, determine a piece of kind of extra mail that we get at our homes every single day. It'd be nice to have it tied to the city some way.
Yeah, I agree.
Leanne, how many pages would you say this is?
Hard to say. I mean, it's really spread out here online, but I bet we could play with it and get it down to a page if we don't want to exceed that. I can find some way to consolidate it all.
The front and back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so why don't we do this? Why don't I email the survey as is out to all the commissioners tomorrow? And would Friday be enough time for you to get back to me by Friday? End of day Friday?
Chairman McCain here, what kind of a document would it be, Mona? Would it be something that we could insert information into? So a Word document that we could put our requests and changes into? What kind of a document would you send out?
I could put it into a Word document if that's easier.
That isn't password protected or anything like that, that we could make changes to and just email it back?
Mm-hmm. It's also available online, so I can share a link with you, but if you'd rather mark it up in Word, then that's easy to do.
I think that would be the, Commissioner Jensen, I think that would be the most efficient if it's just emailed to us in Word and something that we can respond to, make some notes right on that document, suggestions, ideas, clarifications, an added question or whatever, and then just zip that right back to you. I think that would be the most efficient. And, you know, our deadline is Friday and we meet the deadline or we don't, you know.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure that does give you enough time. If you feel like you need till Monday or something, we can make that work too.
It's been my experience that whatever the deadline is, you either meet it or you don't. I don't think another weekend is going to make any difference. If we're going to respond, we're going to respond right away.
Okay. Well, then we'll work on that. Leanne, if you can send that to me tomorrow, I will send it out to the Planning Commission and give us a Friday deadline and get it back to you early Monday.
Okay. That works.
Mona, can I get clarification on something?
Sure.
Are you... Who is discussing with the mayor as far as getting approval for the inserts?
I will talk to her about that this week as well. So I should have more information on that by the end of the week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, though, Karina, for reminding me.
Uh-huh.
Commissioner Amber, then we also need to find out when the next utility bill is scheduled to go out.
It would be at the end of the month.
Okay.
So they will probably be printed around 26th, 27th, somewhere in there.
All right. Well, if we get it done this Friday, that should be enough time to get something in there.
Yeah. Does that seem to work with your schedule, Leanne? That's kind of where we were hoping to get something out by the end of the month, right?
Yeah. I can definitely make that work.
Perfect. Okay. Great.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Leanne. Eric, do you want to talk about the PROS plan?
Yes, that sounds great. Thanks, Mona. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the PROS plan is the acronym for the Parks Recreation Open Space Plan. It also includes trails. We just don't call it the PROS plan for whatever reason. It's the PROS plan. The PROS plan is going to be a fairly lengthy effort. It's pretty involving. The reason why is it's an undertaking to take a look at the existing conditions, the existing inventory of all parks and recreation functions, facilities, and current conditions of a city's parks and recreation environment. Now, in the case of Black Diamond, there may not be recreation programs per se, but there's certainly parks and open space and the like. And so the first effort is to basically do a full inventory and assessment of that condition and take a look at the existing situation surrounding all of what the city has in that regard. The second effort after that is to undertake a survey effort to get the public outreach going, to really kind of find out from folks what matters to them. And we did include the draft survey tool for you to take a look at. as I mentioned earlier before Leanne's presentation, the Housing Action Plan, we're really conscientious about being careful not to overwhelm public outreach efforts at the same time as another effort. So the Housing Action Plan, of which we just talked about, would go first. And then once that survey effort, public outreach effort was completed, then we would undertake the PROS plan effort so that there would be a one and then the other. We did have the survey draft tool created, so we wanted to at least share that with you now as part of the introduction of the PROS plan as a project tonight. Mona has asked me to bring forward a short presentation with a little more detail to you folks and to the council in February. So everybody gets a feel for exactly what this will entail, what this hopes to achieve, what this will help the city with in the future in terms of improvements and successes and expansion of systems, whether it be the facilities themselves or bringing recreation programs to the city. So I will have a little more detail. So tonight I'm just kind of walking through the steps. I talked about the existing inventory and assessment effort, then the survey effort I've talked about. After the survey effort, going into public participation, obviously we can't convene actual public meetings, but we can do virtual meetings and take some of that survey information and really start to dig down on the needs assessment. What does the city want to see? And then we go in and we start drafting the plan. And the drafting of the plan includes a lot of things: goals, objective, policies, the assessment summary of the facilities, the level of service that city provides, and also the city wishes to provide in the future. Summary of the community outreach to kind of lay out everything we've done. And then the important part is constructing a capital improvement plan that shows what the near-term six-year outlook looks to be in terms of finding the solutions to either improving existing facilities or bringing new facilities online through grants or other funding sources. And then not only that near-term six-year capital improvement plan, but also the plan itself, the PROS plan, should look at the 20-year horizon for how the city should be from now through that 20th year from implementation of this plan. Just like a comprehensive plan is established to build for a 20-year horizon, but also has a six-year capital improvement plan within it. So the PROS plan is a very similar document. It's smaller, it's only on parks and recreation, it's not on all the things that comp plan is, but that becomes a document that lives within the full comprehensive plan itself once it's completed. The comprehensive plan has many chapters, as you know: housing, transportation, economic development, capital facilities, utilities, things like that. But it also has parks and recreation as an element. This PROS plan becomes the parks and recreation element in the comprehensive plan. So in the end, when we have that plan drafted, we present it to you, the Planning Commission, and then we present to the council upon your review and recommendations. It's a long process. It's going to take roughly about 5 to 6 months, but we will undertake a public outreach effort following the House in Action Plan's outreach effort. In the meantime, you've got a survey that's a draft proposed survey. Take a look at it at your leisure. My recommendation to yourselves and Mona would be maybe we get some feedback from you guys at the next Planning Commission meeting in February when we give you a little more presentation on this at that time. I probably have spoken more about it now than I intended to, so you might hear some of the similar things in February, but I'll be a little more cogent about everything that makes up this effort. I think that's about everything I have to present tonight on the PROS plan, but if there's any confusion or questions, I'm happy to help clarify if necessary.
Thank you so much. So I'm looking forward to having some different conversations that aren't centered around COVID and restrictions and all that. It gives you hope that we'll have a future to reconnect with everybody. That's really good news. So at this point in time, we're going to move to the unfinished business portion of our meeting. And Ms. Davis, I think this is you, an update on the comp plan amendment.
Yes, so Barbara Kincaid has contracted with the city to finish the comp plan amendment so that we can get that certified with the Puget Sound Regional Council. And she's already sent that to the Department of Commerce for the 60-day review. That went out in, I want to say, late December. And then she's working to issue SEPA on this soon. She's hoping to have something to me next week, and then that would have a 14-day appeal period associated with it. We're hoping that that can kind of run concurrently with the Department of Commerce's comment period so that we can take this back to the City Council in March and pass a resolution that we can then forward on to the PSRC for final certification. So the PSRC is looking at it now. They have told us that they think that the comp plan amendment is good, that we've done everything that we need to do in order to get it certified. They have asked us to work on a draft resolution to take to the City Council with the comp plan. So we've developed that, and we have sent it to them to give it a second set of eyes to make sure that we're covering what they need in the resolution before it goes to the City Council. So hopefully Barb will get the SEPA to me next week sometime, and we can get that out by no later than the end of the month, and that SEPA decision will have an appeal period for 14 days, and then we should be going to the council in March. So that's where we're at on that. And I wanted to just mention that I do appreciate Commissioner Amber's concerns with the clarity of the minutes for these meetings. And when we're going through code and comp plan amendments like we did in this particular case last year, I will work more closely with Karina. We will work really good together to make sure that we add a little more clarity in those minutes and make sure that we don't have those issues in the future, hopefully. So I do appreciate those comments to help us going forward.
Commissioner Amber, thank you.
All right, great. Oh, and were you going to speak, Ms. Davis, about the Planning Commission vacancies?
Yes, actually, I did want to mention that we have another ad out now for trying to find people that would be interested in being on our Planning Commission. The City Clerk's Office has been advertising since October. We've had 3 ads in the paper, and our most current deadline is next week on January 20th, and it's my understanding that we've actually received a little bit of interest. We're starting to get some applications trickle in, so hopefully we'll have a chance to have some interviews and have 2 new commissioners appointed in time for our February 9th meeting. And that was why I thought, it'd be kind of nice just to do introductions today and get us thinking about a work plan and things that we have moving forward and what we need to do this year, but not really make any hardcore decisions until we get a full planning commission on staff. So
I agree. I think that would be really useful. All right. So Ms. Davis, if you're finished, I would assume there's no Community Development Department report. We've sort of gone over a nice overview. Was there anything else to add?
I actually do have a bit of a department report that I thought I would mention. Just because what I'm hearing from people is they'd like to be more informed as far as what's happening in community development and what's going on in our department. And so I thought I would just give a little overview of what's been happening since I've been here December 1st. We have a lot of building permits that are coming in right now. There's a building code change that around energy that was supposed to go into effect in February. Now we're finding out as of today that may be extended by the governor until July, but We are getting a lot of builders that are trying to get their building permits in invested to the current code. On the same token, I worked with our city attorney's office and our building official today to go over our building code and try to clean it up a little bit and just have it make more sense and actually refer to the codes that we have to follow. So we're working on that, and that we're hoping to get that to council maybe later this month or early next month. But basically, there's no substantial changes to that building code. It's just a matter of cleaning it up so that it makes the right references and just adopts the new codes as they go into effect without us having to go and, you know, amend the building code every time. I've got a meeting next week with King County, or maybe it's this week. I've got a meeting coming up with King County on growth targets. And so I'll have to report back on that at the next meeting because I just don't have a lot of information about it yet. But that is something that King County is working with us on to help us determine what those growth targets will be. I know Leanne mentioned that it would be nice to have a city Facebook page to get more community involvement, you know, maybe be able to put our surveys out there on the Facebook page. That we are working on getting a new website. And so there may be an opportunity to have a Facebook page coincide with that. And I've been talking with the city clerk's office more about that. So that might be something that's up and coming, you know, in the next 2 or 3 months too. And then as far as staffing, you know, because we're taking in so many permits and we've got so much work coming in, we're currently advertising in-house for a permit technician to help with some of our permitting, processing, filing, noticing, all those things that need to be done and kept up to speed and up to date and, you know, available for public records requests and that type of thing. I definitely see a need for having another permit technician on staff to help with that kind of organization and keeping us on top of our permits. And then we're also advertising for a senior planner position to help us with some of our bigger projects, which I'm currently working on right now. And I sort of feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose at the moment. So it would be nice to have some additional staff to help with processing those projects. So that's pretty much all I've got at the moment. But if you have any questions of me, please feel free to reach out.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Davis, and welcome to the city. I think that, you know, we really need a leader in your position, and it looks forward. I'm hopeful. I'm looking forward to some fun things happening. So great, thank you. All right, time again for public comments. Anybody wishing to speak to the Planning Commission, please do so at this time. All you need to do is state your name and your city for the record. One more time, if anybody would like to chime in to the conversation, here's your chance to do so.
Hi, this is Kristen. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, can hear you, Ms. Bryant.
Hello, how are you? This is Kristen Bryant. I live in Bellevue and I grew up in Black Diamond. And just one thing that came up in the meeting that was mentioned, there was early on talk about the past process for updating the comp plan and the submission of public amendments that's going on this year. And I'm aware because I helped work on amendments submitted with my parents who live in town, suggesting some specific changes, and those were not processed or brought forward. And I know that other people had similar ones from last year. So Mona, you mentioned that you hadn't had a lot of information about what had happened the last couple of years, but I know that specifically some ideas were submitted, as well as there have been a couple of times in the last couple of years where the comment has been made that these are wonderful amendments. There's a lot of good feedback, but we don't have time. So really looking forward to the time coming soon, because I think that that may sort of tamp down community input that it feels like in the past there was always a reason to put it off. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your input. At this point in time, we'd welcome any other public comment. Please go ahead and chime in, state your name and city for the record. Hearing no other public comment, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Hold on, Commissioner Amber, I just had one question for Eric, if he's still here.
Doesn't seem like he's, oh.
You mentioned special projects work. Is there anything you can expect on that, or is that just a term that we're going to get later on? Are there any special projects in the works, or what was that referencing?
Sure. Well, in planning parlance, there's three phrases we commonly use: current planning, long range planning, and special projects. And the special projects that we identify is based on what Barb had put together as a work program for catching the city up on a number of things. And that include the PROS plan, which is in essence a long range planning project. But because of the comp plan work going on a year to year basis with the 2020 effort you're just doing and the 2021 we're getting started with Mona, we're calling the PROS plan a special project. The other is the housing action plan, that the grant funded project that we helped get the funding for you guys to do. And then Barb had identified updating the design code standards as a special project. Then in terms of current planning, we're providing on-call planning support, and the long-range planning, we're helping with comp plan work. So special projects was the housing action plan, the PROS plan, and then eventually the design standards project. Those were what Barb was presenting us with when she brought us on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you, Commissioner Amber. At this point in time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Commissioner Jensen, I would move that we adjourn the meeting.
And I have a thank you, Commissioner Jensen. May I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carried. Thank you, commissioners. We'll see you next month.